Day 80, day 93 since Joe Biden promised not to abandon Americans. Sure enough, they have done it. I noticed the Pentagon scrubbed its website of Afghan photos to protect allies who are being hunted by the Taliban. According to the Pentagon spokesperson, John Kirby, maybe a little late, guys. Maybe you should have gotten them out in March, April, May, June, July, when you had full control of the entire country, including Bagram Air Base. Anyway, welcome this election day, 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, three big races I'm most interested in. I'll tell you what they are. Obviously, Youngkin versus McAuliffe down in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm a little intrigued by the recent decline in the New Jersey governor's race of their Governor Murphy. I'm not sure why he got a pass on the exact same executive order that Cuomo would put in place. By the way, Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania did the same thing, and that is with the nursing home and forcing nursing homes to accept COVID-positive patients, which resulted, just like in New York, with thousands of people dead. He seems to have gotten away with that, gotten away with bragging about, well, you don't like our high taxes, then New Jersey's probably not for you. You know, I'm not sure what politician talks that way. I know it's a long shot, but I'd love to see Curtis Sliwa have a great showing and pull off the surprise of all surprises in New York City. But it is such a daunting task where you have 9 million registered Democrats to 1 million Republicans and conservatives. So it's not exactly, the odds are not exactly in Curtis's favor. Also, when you look at New Jersey and New York in particular, the people that might be open to voting out these radical extremists, a lot of them have left. They packed their bags and they've taken off on a jet plane and they've gone to Florida, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Texas. They've gotten the hell out. And I think that was the problem that we ran into in California with the recall effort of Gavin Newsom. And I always knew the question one was going to be the hardest out there. I am not Pollyannish. I am realistic when it comes to political races. I just like to look at as much data as I can, and you know, then you have a certain hope that maybe the moment is right, and maybe people have suffered enough, and maybe people see how awful this new Democratic Radical Socialist Party is, and we'll find out an awful lot tonight when the results of the Commonwealth of Virginia come in. I'm not Pollyannish. If anything, I would describe myself as cautiously optimistic. The fact that Glenn Youngkin has now, in a number of polls, and we'll have our pollsters on later, Robert Cahaley from Trafalgar, Insider Advantages, Matt Towery. The fact that it's a 2-point race, it should give people hope. If you haven't voted in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I think the polls close there at 7. Am I right on that, Linda? 9 o'clock in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it's good, but by the time we come on Hannity, we should be getting some results in this. It would be a massive political earthquake. There has been flailing by Terry McAuliffe, the likes of which I think it's the last 4 weeks of a gubernatorial race I've ever seen run, as he brings in Stacey Abrams and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Jill Biden and Barack Obama. And even on his best day with the biggest name, I think the biggest crowd they had was under 2,000. And Joe Biden's, you know, at a 35% approval rating. Then you've got the lies that have been flying out. And we'll get into more detail later in the program about this with Terry McAuliffe. I mean, it's shocking that he keeps doubling down on stupid. I mean, nobody thought education would define the election for governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Nobody thought that. But Terry McAuliffe single-handedly is making it happen, starting with his idiotic, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach" comment. You know, followed up in just the last few days. We have too many teachers that are white now, and we need to diversify teachers to make everybody feel comfortable, and critical race theory isn't being taught in Virginia, and then getting caught having endorsed it, supported it, even on his own website when he was governor back in 2015. That's not helping him. The last ad that was put out by Glenn Youngkin is hilarious because while Donald Trump says that he has a good relationship with Youngkin, wants him to win, Donald Trump didn't, you know, factor in this race. He's letting the people of Virginia decide. But yet, you would think that Donald Trump is on the ballot in Virginia today because listen to Glenn Youngkin's late last ad.
Terry McAuliffe's campaign in Virginia is all about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Trump.
Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. He keeps invoking Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump. Trump, 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 Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Trump, Donald Trump.
Have you made this race too much about Trump?
No.
Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Trump, Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Trump, Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Trump,
Donald Trump, Donald Trump,
Trump, Trump, Donald Trump,
Donald Trump, Donald Trump,
Donald Trump, Trump, Trump.
Do you know, Dan, this isn't about Trump.
I mean, it just, you can't make that up. Desperate too. I mean, you've got the Lincoln Project appearing in these tiki torch, you know, I guess portraying themselves as Nazis. That didn't go out over very well. And, you know, the response from Youngkin is, you know, they work for Terry McAuliffe. Well, they're absolutely supporting McAuliffe's campaign. And the Lincoln Project said, President Trump represents so much of why I'm running. Well, the, you know, you can like Donald Trump's policies that worked. Donald Trump's policies on the border worked. His policies worked in Afghanistan. He wouldn't have abandoned Americans. Donald Trump made us energy independent. Prior to COVID, we had record-breaking month after record-breaking month of low unemployment for every demographic in the country. Unprecedented economic growth. He kept his promises of low taxes. He kept his promises of limited bureaucracy, limited government, kept his promises about appointees to the bench. He fought and got free and fair trade deals. He fought and got NATO to pay their fair share. He kept hostile regimes like North Korea, China, and Russia in check. And there's never been anybody that has been that pounded on the likes of which Donald Trump was. McAuliffe calling the battle over critical race theory a racist dog whistle. Is that what you, that's how you want to refer to the people in your state? By the way, Politico railed at McAuliffe for fabricating this joint campaign rally. He was actually saying Donald Trump wasn't going, and he made up just a lie featuring Glenn Youngkin and Donald Trump. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. He wanted Glenn Youngkin and Donald Trump to campaign together so badly that when it didn't happen, McAuliffe simply invented a Youngkin-Trump event that didn't exist. It's a lie, they said. This is Politico. Trump wasn't in Virginia. He never campaigned with Youngkin. That's how desperate Terry McAuliffe is. But I'll tell you, this I hate Trump strategy, it's not inspiring people to confidence. Especially when people watch and look at everything that has gone wrong with Joe Biden. Starting with Afghanistan, we now see hostile regimes from Russia now on the border with Ukraine, the hostility of China towards Taiwan and other countries in the region, the saber rattling in North Korea, the envoy of Biden with Iran suggesting that it's inevitable that they're probably going to get nuclear weapons. You know, this Joe Biden falling asleep yesterday doesn't get any more humiliating than this guy. He's there at the all-important climate crisis summit. And he's there and he falls asleep. It's so important. He has to get woken up by an aide. And then when he is speaking, he's apologizing for Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord. Well, the Paris Climate Accord means we pay most of the money, even though we have the best record at reducing carbon emissions the last 4 years under Donald Trump's policies, while simultaneously becoming energy independent, which he's also abandoned. I don't know if it's worse that he fell asleep or apologized to world leaders. Why would you go into a deal that allows China and India to be classified as developing countries and we pay the bulk of monies when we're the country that lowered carbon emissions more than any other country? And how do you go to a climate summit and all these people, 400 plus private jets, can anyone add up the carbon footprint of those airplanes? And we're getting lectured about our caravans and heating and cooling our homes and et cetera, et cetera, and the need for windmills. And then Biden, again, after being rejected twice now, goes in for a third time, calling on OPEC and Russia to pump more oil. Now, excuse me, if you're at a climate summit and the whole idea is to protect the environment, what difference does it make if you get the oil from Russia or you get it from the Middle East or you get the gas from wherever, when we can be getting it here at home and making the entire economy flow better? Because the reason we have inflation as high as it is, the reason that we have a supply chain shortage as bad as it is, the reason you're paying $1.50 more a gallon, the reason you'll pay $1,000 more to heat your house this winter, the reason everything you purchase is costing more, in large part is because of Joe Biden's clinging to this new Green Deal socialist madness and abandoning the energy independence that Donald Trump handed him. That one issue is now killing, especially impacting the poor and middle class in this country. And it is wholly, completely preventable, like Afghanistan was preventable, like the border disaster was preventable, like losing energy independence. We didn't have to lose it. The inflation factor, the Biden factor. I mean, on every single level, every problem we now have is self-induced by the sleepy Joe. Little did I know that one day Joe would fall asleep at the climate conference. How embarrassing. Now, I will tell you this. Democrats are freaking out all over Capitol Hill. Politico reporting that their fear of losing this race in Virginia today. Remember, this would be a 12-point swing. That Donald Trump lost Virginia by 10 points. If, in fact, these polls hold up, we'll check in with our pollsters on this election day. That would be a 12-point swing if the polls end up being right. Anyway, Democrats fear losing this race could do irreparable damage to their already fragile agenda. What Democrat's going to want to go along with Joe's new Green Deal watching Terry McAuliffe getting beaten in Virginia today if that happens? I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch here. I am Irish as you can be, cautiously optimistic, usually expecting the worst. But there certainly is a lot to be hopeful for. And if you're in Virginia, you've got till 7 o'clock tonight. If you're in line at 7, you get to vote. This is a big moment. This would be the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane, politically speaking. I mean, it would, the likes of which we won't see very often. It could be a realignment moment, too. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is a number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, saving money is on everybody's mind, and that's why all of us have cell phones. Many of you, now hundreds of thousands, have joined me in ditching the big carriers like Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. You've made the switch with me to Pure Talk. You keep your phone number. You have the same exact number of bars because they use the exact same cell towers at Pure Talk that they use with the big carriers. You get the exact same 5G network, but the best part is you pay about half every month of what you're paying. Now you get the exact same service for half. The average family is saving almost $1,000 a year. That's how real this is. They have more plans, by the way, with Pure Talk. You can get unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. You're going to save a fortune there. They'll give you a 30-day risk-free guarantee. All you have to do is take out your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword save now, and you start saving 50% off your first month and every month thereafter. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.